Blog Talk Radio.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. She gets that come get me look in her eyes. Well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me.
Stand by for passion.
Good evening. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Badala, broadcasting live from Lake Worth, Florida. It's Saturday, November 4th, 2023. Passions is brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic of discussion is self-care, the practice of taking action and preserving one's health, providing adequate attention to physical and psychological wellness, and renew, tune into you. None of us can keep running without stopping to check in with ourselves, tending to our needs and wants. It's biologically impossible. We are our greatest advocate in honoring our wishes and goals to live a healthy life. When we learn to care for ourselves at a fundamental level, you can meet the challenges of the day with your highest potential, with ease and joy. The seven pillars of self-care are emotional, environmental, mental, physical, recreational, social, and spiritual. I'm highlighting this information because my two special guest speakers, they're on the line right now, and they're very beautiful and amazing souls. They're licensed massage therapists. I have Damian Rose and Sandy Baffle on the line. Oh, I see another person on the line, too. I want to give a shout-out immediately to Petra as well. I just spoke to her. And let me bring everybody on the line. Let's get this going. Passions Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome. Stand by. I'm bringing everybody on the air.
Hey, Deborah. How you doing?
Welcome to Passions Podcast, Amy. And I have another person calling in. Let's see who this is. Stand by. We're all live on the air right now.
Hi there. Petra.
Ah, welcome to Passions Podcast. It's Petra.
So Randy Rose Gang is here. All right.
Yes. Okay, everybody, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we have three massage therapists on the line. The live mention tonight is for Serenity Rose Massage. I've been going there for quite some time. A good portion of 2023 I dedicated to my wellness and self-care. And each of the people on the line today are a big part of that. So I want to introduce the CEO of Serenity Massage, Damian Rose. I want to thank you for all you do for the customers and clientele at Serenity Rose. I just want to give you the floor to talk about your passion with the business.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for sharing your platform with us to, you know, just kind of share some information about us and what we do and what we bring to our community and those we serve. You know, I started my career in 2008, you know, as a licensed massage therapist. And, you know, from I was in school, you know, I just fell in love with the field. You know, my first experience that was really life-changing for me was that, you know, when I was doing my clinicals, I would come into the school to get massages, and there was this lady that came in, and she was just downcast and sort of like not moving properly, you know. And after the massage, it was like a light was shining out of her. She was, you know, standing up straight, and she was happy, and you know. And all I did was just apply my hand to her during the massage, and I was just amazed just by how touch can transform someone. So from that point, you know, I just fell in love with the field, and it's just been an evolution and a transformation, you know, from that point on, you know, through the process of working with clients and, you know, helping them and sharing my skills, I developed this vision of creating, you know, Serenity Rose, what is not Serenity Rose, you know, a holistic, multi-practitioner wellness center that addresses the different aspects of both, you know, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, aspects of our being that we need to attend to, especially with everything that's going on in the world now, you know, the fast pace, all the technology and all the artificial foods and everything that's out there, you know, can be very, very damaging to us in a lot of different ways. So Serenity Rose, we see ourselves as a lighthouse to the community, you know, a place where people can come and relax their tension from their body, you know, release stress from their mind, and just elevate their well-being. And, you know, that's who we are, and that's what we represent, you know, a space of healing and renewal.
Thank you so much for that, Damien. When I first went to Serenity Rose, I met Petra, and I had been with her. I'm still with her. I have my spa day coming up soon. Damien, you gave me some good advice, even though I was unsure, because her was very nurturing and she was very busy. Sometimes I couldn't get her, and I had the opportunity to meet Sandy. But I want to bring Petra on right now. Could you talk about, Petra, your career in the massage industry? I know you have some very interesting background with your training. Would you please share with the listeners your journey?
Well, my background is where I come from, Germany, and my training was much more geared towards health, because our healthcare system in Europe, we prescribe massages. We are much more in tune that we cannot just go on a daily living, so the health insurance pays for it. That was my initial background until I came to the States. And then I realized that here it is a luxury, what was very mind-blowing to me, that taking care of yourself is a luxury. And with time passing, when you become older and things don't function as well, you're like, shoot, it's not a luxury. It's a must, because health is your wealth. You know, keeping up yourself, moving and being functional, because sometimes if you're hurting, you become grumpy. Well, you know, some people more than others. So I find I would like to give people more like, let's get you healthy, you know, in different ways. And there are different ways of going about it, through lymphatic therapy, to massage, exercising. You know, it's very a wide range of things how you can help in small details yourself to get better, you know. And I chose massage therapy in helping people to feel better. And we individualize the sessions because not everybody's the same. There is no cookie cutter way of doing it. Like, you know, everybody is different.
Everybody is individual, absolutely. And like one thought comes to my mind when I leave Serenity Rose, I feel cared for and loved. And I think that's really important, very much so, cared for and loved. And I so appreciate a lot of time that you and I have spent together this year, and I feel it was a gift, truly. When you talked about it's not a covered, here in the U.S., massage will be a covered expense, because it truly helps, and it is a holistic practice, and I feel good after my massage.
Well, you know, you have to realize back in a few years ago, I was billing certain insurance company massage therapy. Medicare used to pay for health, for massages. Blue Cross Blue Shield was a provider. They used to pay for it, but they're cutting out a lot of things because they're also cutting their expenses, you know. So I don't know if they will be getting back to that or if it's just more people need to speak out that this needs to become part of our health system, you know.
I agree. Good point, Petra. Okay, I'm going to bring Sandy on here for a minute. So Petra went to Aruba, and she was on vacation, and I was just uncomfortable, and I called Dave, and he's like, you know, we have somebody new. Would you like to try? I said, okay. Well, Sandy is a powerhouse, a petite powerhouse, I call her. And I also want to thank you for your service this year thus far, Sandy. Let's talk about your experience in massage. What is your message for the listeners?
I got introduced to massage from mine and my family's little health issues. I just got more into health. I didn't like what the doctors were saying. I do respect the doctors. However, you know, we all know our bodies the best. So after I got our health issues kind of sorted out, I really wanted to pursue helping people the way that other people helped me get my health back without, you know, drugs. So I pursued massage therapy, and I love it since the day that I started. And I think the thing that we forget in our society or Western medicine is that it's not just the physical wellness, but the head is attached to the body. You know, we have emotions and a soul, and it all comes together. So we can't, you know, neglect one and just focus on the physical. You really need to focus on both.
Absolutely. And that's a great point. I feel like it is connected. I know last time I spoke to you, I feel so much better emotionally after the massage. I'm going to bring Damien back on as well. Damien, we spoke briefly earlier about this emotional charge and release with massage. Can you elaborate on that, sir?
Yeah, so there's just a vast number of benefits, you know, from massage. And, you know, fortunately now there's more and more research being done to scientifically back a lot of things that people were experiencing within the body, within themselves. But there was just not the research there. Now, like the Touch Institute in Miami has done tons of research with infants and adolescents and adults, and to see what the benefits of massage and touch really is. And even from infants, they see an increase in cognitive function and emotional stability, and even growth for like a preterm baby. It's enhanced growth. And just so many different vast number of benefits. But specifically what you were referring to, you know, with massage therapy, one of the things that happens is that your body starts releasing neurotransmitters. It elevates the good neurotransmitters or the beneficial neurotransmitters and decreases some of the neurotransmitters that might be or hormones that might be harmful to us. So like things like dopamine gets increased, you know, which is the feel-good hormone, you know, that's your reward system. Things like serotonin, which helps to regulate mood and sleep and digestion and learning and memory, gets elevated. Oxytocin, which a lot of people have heard of, is called like the love hormone. That gets released and it improves and enhances the feeling of trust and empathy and bonding and relationships. So those are elevated in things like cortisol, which is the stress hormone, is decreased from massage. So a lot of times people are dealing with anxiety, stress, and depression. Just from having a massage, the balancing of the neurotransmitters and the hormones in the body take place so that you feel elevated, you feel better after massage because the chemicals that are flowing through you now have enhanced your mood and help you to feel better. And through a process and a series of massages, you can help people that are dealing with things like this, you know, that can make you feel sort of bogged down and closed off. Just the change in your physiology will help to open that up and relieve those feelings of depression, depression or anxiety that happens, you know, through your life and the things that happen as we travel through your life.
Thank you for that, Damien. So I'm going to open the floor a little bit. Petra or Sandy, do you have a comment, something you'd like to share with the listeners?
But just to add to what Damien was saying is that even with research done years and years ago when children were in orphanages and they weren't being touched very much and they did not thrive, it just, you know, shows how much humans do need to be touched. I guess children do normally get touched a lot, and average middle-aged people, but a lot of times the elderly, especially if they lose their spouse, don't get touched. And I think they just really need to be touched, you know, once in a while to feel, you know, the energy, you know, to get the human love. And like you said, to get all those hormones released, the feel-good hormones.
Oh, that's so great to share. Thank you. And what about you, Petra?
Well, for me, it's important touch, but I have learned in the past also other ways, like when my late husband, people always say, oh, you need to relax. And I'm like, I'm so tired of hearing to need to relax. And I'm not big in some of the alternative, also like the breathing techniques. And one of my colleagues I used to work with, he said, Petra, you need to breathe. And internally, I was rotating my eyes. I'm like, there's one more person telling me what to do. And he told me a breathing technique where I can stop my mind racing. And I realized there are more than one way to make our mind stop. And even to this day, even 5 years later, I'm still implementing this, helping myself, you know. So sometimes we cannot do massages. Sometimes we cannot do the yoga instructor, Pilates instructor, all this stuff. So finding ways to help ourselves is also important.
Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Deborah Vidala. I'm broadcasting live from Lake Worth, Florida. I have the Serenity Rose Massage Team on the air with me. We have three LMTs, and they're sharing their feelings about helping others. That's the bottom line. And there is a spirituality to go and experience Serenity Rose. I want to invite, obviously, the locals that are in Hypoluxo, Florida, but also the people that will be tuning into this podcast. It'll be on an archived episode. If you're out of state and you would like to visit Serenity Rose Massage, Damien, please give out the contact information, please.
Yes, absolutely. You can visit us online at serenityrosemassage.com. You can call us at 561-542-2130 to book appointments or to ask questions. You can also email us at info@serenityrosemassage.com. We're located in Hypoluxo, Florida, right on the Intercoastal. It's a beautiful area, beautiful location, and we'd love to see you. We'd love to have you come by and visit us.
Thank you so much for that. Also, I want to talk about the spa day. How I found Serenity Rose, I was on Google. Oh, I just want a spa day. I just want to chill out for a couple hours. I want a special time for me. And that's what this topic is about, the self-care. Petra, I'm just going to have you briefly highlight. It's 2.5 hours on the spa day. Could you please briefly tell the listeners what that all involves?
So the spa day I do quite a bit, and it involves 1.5 hour massage and 1 hour facial with a foot scrub. And also at the end, you will get either some fruit with champagne or kombucha. It has like a healthy snack. But when I do the massage, I usually always have a brief discussion of what's going on, where you're hurting, what is your concerns, you know, like a regular massage, but we integrate it within the session. and also I individualize the facial to the need of whatever skin type there is, or well, like if I find that the skin is dry, I put the mask on sooner and do something else before so that the mask will stay on longer. It's a very individualized, to me, process, because it's, you're taking time for yourself, you know? And definitely we try to accommodate, and we have different massages we offer in that time. You can do a lymphatic massage, what is very good for detoxification, or, you know, to help your soul muscles.
Thank you so much. This is money well spent, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what I'm giving myself, like the presence of myself for Chris Bender money and a lot of things. But when it comes to wellness and improving our health, I feel like this is really great, and I want to invite everybody to experience it. I also love the oils. I have the skincare line, the oils. When I go to get my massage, I love them. And Damien, you've helped me pick out quite a few.
Yeah. So we have a lot of different tools and resources to help in different aspects. And I believe what you're referring to are some of the essential oils as well. And, you know, the essential oils are extracts from plants that have different properties. The plants and the herbs are here for our healing and our well-being, you know. So the essential oils are extracts and have certain properties that can assist us with relaxation, with uplifting our mood, with healing. You know, like we have this blend, or this restore blend, you know, it has wintergreen, lemongrass, basil, peppermint, and a few other essential oils that are anti-inflammatory, that reduces tension, that reduces pain. So this is just one, you know, thing that we have when we talk about self-care. Those are things that we provide. We have a nutritionist for anyone that, you know, because of course we know that what we put in our body is vital to how we feel and how we experience life, you know. So you have a nutritionist that can help you to, you know, change some things that you put in your body, change your diet, can help you with cleansing and detox. They can assist you with weight management, whatever your wellness health goals are. We have a nutritionist as well that can help you with that aspect of things. We started working with a company called LifeWave, which is a light technology company. So we are also getting into stem cell activation and using light technology, like we use light from the sun to produce the hormone vitamin D within our body. So as well, this light then has to enhance your stem cell, enhancing nutrients in your body. So we're expanding our services and everything that we have to offer to help in different aspects for the self-care, for your well-being, for your health.
Thank you, Damien. Sandy, I have some notes here. I saw your bio. I know we're down to about 6 minutes. I just want to ask you, you have about 10 years in with the massage, but you included neuromassage. Could you elaborate for the listeners what that entails?
Neuromuscular massage is, when you have pain, you have a part of the muscle that stays in contraction when the rest of it is relaxed. So that's what we might call a knot. It's a technique to kind of relax that piece of muscle. So the nerve innervates the muscle in that area, and direct pressure will inhibit blood from going to that area for like 30 seconds, and then you release, and then blood will rush back into that area, hopefully breaking that connection from the nerve to the muscle in that area, which is hence the name neuromuscular. So it's just a technique to help release knots in the muscle. It's very effective. It can be a little painful, but I try to like sink and soften. So, you know, you kind of sink into the muscle for a certain amount of time, and eventually the muscle will like soften so that you can get deeper and deeper into that muscle and hopefully disconnect that nerve from that muscle.
Thank you for that explanation, Sandy. Okay, We are winding down just a little bit under 5 minutes. Damien, do you have any thoughts that you want to share before we start closing? We have time.
Yeah, you know, like Sandy, she had neuromuscular therapy. There's a lot of different techniques and modalities that we use, whatever is necessary to get the results that we're looking for, whether it's neuromuscular therapy or stretching, you know, active isolated stretching, or it's lymphatic drainage, which is done. A lot of times it's done post-op to help, whether it's, you know, a necessary surgery, or a lot of times people coming after cosmetic surgery because they have a lot of swelling, a lot of inflammation, and pain. So they come in to get this lymphatic drainage massage, which the lymphatic system is there to help the body to heal, to help fight against viruses and infections, really, and it helps improve your immune function. So getting a lymphatic drainage massage helps to flush the lymph system, because the lymphatic system doesn't have its own pump. It needs movement, and Petra is a master clinical lymphatic specialist as well. So this lady is multifaceted, multi-talented. She's the best lymphatic specialist that I've ever met. So that's a really big one too for people. If you're looking to improve your immune function, if you to recover post-op, that lymphatic drainage definitely is needed to help you recover.
Thank you, Damien. You can book your massage online. That's how it's done. I'm sure you could call the office, but we book online. These ladies, and also Damien, the owner, they're in high demand. You know, they could be booked out at least 7 to 10 days, and that's probably a minimum, but they're worth it. And I strongly advise, if you would like to try Serenity Rose, please do so. At this time, I want to give the whole entire team at the office a shout out. We have the young lady at the front desk, Imani. We have Victoria. And there's another gentleman I have not met. Who is that, Christopher?
Chris. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we want to give the whole team a shout out. Again, I hope they will listen to the show after we're off the air. You'll have that archived link. Petra, do you have any thoughts that you want to share before
yes,
we close?
And then- Yes, when I was just hearing Damien talking about lymphatic, I just realized there's something really important what's on my mind, and I always stress it really much. When somebody gets a lymphatic massage, it's a very gentle massage. It's a soft massage. It shouldn't hurt. You don't need to take pain medication before. I have people come in who say, oh, my God, it will hurt. And I know it will not hurt. It will be nice. It'll be gentle. I will get you out of pain. And it is very important to me that people understand lymphatic does not have to be painful. And usually when I do a lymphatic, I also try always to teach people to self-help so that in between session that they can work on themselves so that they help themselves to get out of pain and feel better, because postoperative is hard. It's hard on the body, but you can help yourself to feel better and get out of pain. Very important.
Thank you.
For me.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to about 60 seconds. We have the Serenity Rose Massage Team on the air. Passions is coming to you live from Palm Beach County, Florida. Damien, do you have anything else on your mind?
I just wanted to say quickly that I always encourage whenever you come in, even though you might like a specific therapist, experience all the different type of modalities, because everyone does a little bit different and you might like certain things. So, you know, don't feel like you have to just stick to one person. You can move along, you can try different people and get different experiences and results from the work that each person has to offer. So, you know, we're here. Come in. We're here to help and to care for you.
Thank you so much, everybody. Petra, Sandy, Damien, Serenity Rose staff, thank you for all you do, and thank you so much for coming on Passions Podcast.
Thank you so
much
for sharing your platform.
Thank you, too.
Yes, thank you for sharing. God bless
you. Thank
you
for having us.
Keep you in health and strength, and thank you again for having us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Godspeed. Mm-hmm.